SBS Filipino. Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Miss Desiree Garbales Guy. Siya ang nagtatag ng Riverland Filipino Chorus. Good morning, Desiree.
Good morning, Annalyn. Kumusta ka ngayon?
Ayos lang naman. Kumusta kayo dyan sa Riverland?
Maayos naman po.
Bago natin simulan at pag-usapan ang tungkol sa Riverland Filipino Choir, paano ka napadpad sa Riverland?
Ah, that's a very, very good question. I was working in Kuwait, actually, sa Middle East, no? And then I met my husband online. He's an Australian, and been friends for 3 years, and then all of a sudden we decided to meet and get married. So there you go.
What year was that?
That was 2010 when I moved in here.
So 7 years.
7 years, yes.
And just recently, 2 years ago, you officially launched the Riverland Filipino Chorus. Sino-sino ang mga members nito?
Actually, lahat kami ay Filipino girls. Originally, we came from Bacolod, Cebu, Davao, General Santos, and Leyte. And we live in different parts of Riverland itself. Magkakaibigan na kaming lahat.
Why is it just women? There are no men in the group.
I tried to convince some of them, but no, there's no guts yet. I think so far, they're quite interested in dancing. Actually, they're really good in dancing. Yeah. And you know, the cultural dancing, the tinikling, pandango sa isa, and all that stuff. And then, I wish one day, yes.
Maybe I call out to them?
I advertise it one day, actually, in my timeline that, you know, we need a male voice.
Yeah, maybe now, another chance.
I never give up convincing because we really need a male voice in the group.
Yeah.
You know, like it's a good combination, actually, to hear male voice in the choir, but, you know. Fingers crossed this year or hopefully, yes.
Just keep on waiting.
Keep on waiting, yes.
Yeah. Mm. For our listeners, gaano kalayo ang Riverland sa Adelaide?
Well, Riverland is 3 hours travel by car, yes.
And basically, marami bang mga Filipinos dyan sa Riverland?
Yes, including the families, we are approximately between 200 to 250.
Madami-dami,
yes.
And balikan natin, paano nabuo ang Riverland Filipino Chorus?
Yes, actually, yung iba sa amin, we already, you know, singing as a choir in the Catholic Church. And then most of us, I mean, all of us came from Renmark itself. And then all of a sudden, some of the girls from different part of Riverland quite interested to join us. And then we decided to form the Riverland Filipino Choir instead.
Mm. And what was your first performance as a group?
We did perform in Corals by the River in Barrie. That was 2 years ago. Mm. And that was the first time that the Filipino got involved in this annual event of Australia in Riverland.
It's a big event.
It's a big event, yes. It's a Christmas Carols, which they normally held every year. And it was an honor, you know, to be part of that one for the first time.
And from then on, does the choir sing in church?
Well, partly because not all of us are Catholic, actually. Mm. But some are singing at their own Christian church as well. But majority are singing at the church. And I lead the choir in the Catholic Church in Renmark, actually. I'm conducting at the same time, singing, yes.
Desiree, balikan natin, how did you start singing? Is it like any typical Filipinos who love music?
Well, I think it's the typical Filipino who loves music because my parents told me that I started singing when I was 4 years old on top of the table.
Yeah.
Yes, and when I worked in Kuwait for 11 years, at the moment I arrived, my other siblings are quite active already at the church and they're part of the choir. And then they let me sing and then there you go. And the second day that I was there, I was part of the choir already. And I was very active for 11 years.
And moving to Australia, how did music help you? Because I know that you've been away from family because you work in Kuwait, as you said. And your profession there is quite different from singing because you were a real estate executive, isn't it?
Yes, and I was a hotelier at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, music is my first love. I can't live without singing, you know. Mm. And that inspires me a lot. You know, I really love to share my singing talent And before leaving Kuwait, actually, I just wish that God would bring me to the place where I can still, you know, sing.
Sing, yeah.
Yes, and then luckily, and I was blessed that my husband, though he's not a Catholic, but that was his first Christmas gift to me. He brought me to the Catholic Church and introduced me to the musical director there. And since then, I was a member, and then they put me in charge of the choir and, you know, convinced some other girls to join us, Filipino girls, and there you go.
Music keep you sane.
Music keep me alive. I would die, I think, if I could not sing or hum in one day. So that keeps me going. And, you know, like, music helps me a lot being away from my family. And I think that really pushed me to be more active at the church as a choir. And at the same time, I wanted to influence and help other people to train. As of the moment, I'm teaching children's choir in the Catholic school. Oh, wow. So, and I'm enjoying it. And at the same time, being with the girls.
Yeah.
Performing in front of other people, you know.
Did you really study music?
No, actually, professionally. What happened was I started as an alto in Kuwait. And then since music is already in my heart, and I'm the kind of person who is, you know, always wanted to improve in every aspect of my life. And since singing is my first love, and it so happened that my best friend was our conductor, and he sings very well, and he studied in music in University of the Philippines. Mm-hmm. And I was challenged to, you know, to know and to learn different kinds of voices, like alto, soprano, and soprano one. So, and then the techniques, different kinds of techniques of singing. And that's where I used when I came to Australia.
And it helps because your friends...
Yes, yeah, that's true. And it's a free training, by the way.
From the time that the choir has been formed, it has been attracting the attention of the community event organizers in Riverland, and the Philippine Choir has been performing in several events. Can you name some of these previous events?
Yes, we do perform. As I mentioned earlier, we did Carols by the River in Barrie, Carols in the Garden at Renmark. That's every first weekend of December, and also every time we have Filipino events like Christmas party, Independence Day, and also in we do have some invitations to sing in different nursing homes.
And it's quite interesting because when you perform, you usually wear the traditional Filipiniana outfit.
Yes, we prefer to do it just to introduce, you know, of course, we are proud to say that we are Filipino and to show them what we have, different kinds of Filipiniana dresses, kimono and all that stuff. And it was good because they were, you know, they were so amazed to see that we do have like kind of dresses.
Beautiful dresses.
Beautiful dresses in Philippines. And yeah, we did a lot of praises and it was really overwhelming.
In June, you perform at the celebration, Philippine Independence Day in Riverland.
Oh, we did. I started to sing from the national anthem, of course, the Lupang Hinirang.
Yeah.
And then we did Ang Bayan Ko. We also sing the song of Regine Velasquez, which is Isang Lahi, and Magkaisa, which is from Verna Lisa.
So you're like bringing the Philippine music in Riverland, keeping it alive there.
Keeping it alive, yes.
Yes. And for the rest of the year, are there any future performances of the Filipino choir in the events there?
During our previous event for the Independence Day, we invited the Philippine consul and his subordinates, actually, and they witnessed our performance. So they approached us to sing and participate in, I think it's a yearly event in Adelaide, which is called Barrio Fiesta. So in this will be in September, so we're looking forward to that.
Oh, wow. But it's coming near.
Yes, it's going to be next month already.
What are the preparations that the choir is doing?
Since I just came from Philippines, but from my side, I already have list of songs that we're going to be performing. We might repeat one of the songs, but I might add some more like Ako ay Pilipino and some other, you know, Filipino songs that which is really popular.
Personally, what's your favorite Filipino song?
Ang Bayan Ko.
Can we have a sample of that?
Sure. All right, there you go. Ang bayan kong Pilipinas, lupain ang kintot bulaklak, pag-ibig na sa kanyang palad, nag-alay ng ganda at dilab. At sa kanyang yumi at ganda, dayuhan ay nahalina. Bayan ko, pinihag ka, nasadlak sa dusa. Ibuwan mong may layang lumipad, kulungin mo at umiiyak. Bayan pa kayang sakdal dilag, ang di magnasang makaalpas. Pilipinas kong minumutya, pugad ng luha at dalita, aking adhika, makita kang sakdalaya.
I literally have goosebumps.
No practice though, because my voice is a little
I
bit
know, tough. I just arrived from travel.
Yes, quite tired, really. Not really feeling well this past few days. Exhausted, but yeah.
Yeah, thank you for that performance.
Thank you.
Desiree, how important is it to keep the Filipino language alive in an Australian community?
Well, for me, personally, I'm proud to be a Filipino, and I will die as a Filipino.
Yeah.
And I'm proud even to teach my husband and some other, you know, Australian friends to speak Filipino language itself. And I'm willing to bring them to Philippines to show how much beautiful our country is. And we're planning to have it next year. Some of my friends planning to come with me.
Oh, wow.
Some couple,
yes.
I'll show them how beautiful Bacolod and maybe Davao and Cebu.
Mm.
And yes, I mean, as much as I could, every time we see each other, most of our friends, we really talk Filipino language.
Mm. What else do you aim to continue to do and one day, hopefully, to achieve performing with the choir?
Well, we look forward that one day we can sing not only in Riverland, but, you know, in different parts of Australia. And yeah, and then to let them know that Filipino has really a talent in singing.
Mm. Being a music lover yourself, for those Filipinos who are being held up in performing or doing music, what can you advise them?
Well, if they love to sing and then they wanted to continue singing, I think they have to put their hearts on music, because I mean everybody can sing actually, but if you don't feel this well, that's the song while singing, I mean, people could not relate what you normally sing and then the message of the song itself, you know. So keep on practicing. I think, I mean, it's only gifted people who can sing right away without undergoing some trainings and all that stuff. Mm. For me, I never stopped doing trainings. I still, you know, like see other people, other professional singers, how they sing, how the techniques that they're doing to reach and to maintain their beautiful voice. And if they already developed their voice, they have to take good care of it. I don't drink cold water. I avoid to eat sweet foods as much as I could. I drink warm water or just, you know, normal one. And that's it. And keep on singing. I mean, you know, singing is a beautiful gift from God. So use it.
Desiree, thank you very much for sharing your story and the Riverland Filipino Chorus story.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. And yeah, and I appreciate a lot. Take good care.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tangkiliki ng higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.